It's time to conquer the Winter of Woe gauntlet. Here's how I did it, and here's how you can succeed. This is the MCOCME podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. I actually broke my one big cardinal rule that I have in terms of completing new content, which is I always let the professionals go first. But I made an exception with this quest because we have already done these fights over the last 2 months. So if you are kind of fresh on whoever you use to kind of, you know, go up against Absorbing Man or Danny Moonstar, whomever, the big thing is this. Just remember those counters. Now, the cool thing is this. There are some solo objectives right now that will try to limit who you can bring into this quest. I'm going to tell you who I use for each side, and I'm going to tell you how to succeed in this thing because I tell you what, this was a lot of fun. Although I do kind of hate the fact that I am not a Valiant player, so I do miss out on getting all of the rewards. But I got everything that I could get as a Paragon player. And if somebody could tell me where I can go and get Deathless Groot, because I believe that I have all of these 7-star pieces, but I'm in the Deathless Store tab. I don't see him. I just see Deathless Guillotine. So if anybody has any info on that, let me know. But let's get into the fights. Let's just kind of talk about my strategy and kind of what I did. So before I did anything, I just gave it one quick look over. And really all it is two fights per side, but there's the Hulkling fight in the middle, which kind of bridges the gap to go to the very last fight, which is Spider-Ham. Now, if you want to cheese some objectives, if you want to make your life a little easier, if you want to get 4 objectives as a Paragon player right off the top, listen to this team that I'm about to tell you. Now, this is important because I think for Valiant players, there's probably more objectives, but like I said, I'm only a Paragon player. I can only play to where my ceiling is in terms of solo objective rewards. So on the first path that I did, which was the right path, which has Absorbing Man, that pesky Absorbing Man fight, and then the Nebula fight, which will then go into Hulkling, which will then go into Spider-Ham. So for the team that I brought Hercules as a rank 5 Ascended 6-star, my rank 1 Hulk Awakened, and then I brought in my rank 4 Angela, who is going to be very good for this Nebula fight. In terms of the Absorbing Man fight, that can get very tricky. I understand a lot of players kind of don't understand what they're doing, and I had to go back into my notes and sort of figure it out as well. Basically, the thing you want to focus on is a little red triangle that is in the corner of the left screen. And it has an icon on it. There's kind of like a fist, and then there's a lightning bolt. And I had discussed this on a previous episode. If you want to go back and listen to that just to kind of get your ears going, go ahead. Or you know what? Screw it. Go on YouTube and find somebody else who talks about it better than I am. Either way, you're going to be just fine. But basically, what you want to do is try to get Absorbing Man out of that Uru form, that stone form, if you will. And from there, if you can somehow just get into a special 1 lock rotation while having, I believe it is the energy damage on him. And if he goes into magma form as well, you want to have the physical vulnerability on him. So basically look at it like this. If he's magma, you want to have physical. If he is stone, you want energy. That's the best way to go about it. Cam from MCOC, he's got a really good guide about it as well. Now here's the kicker. If you do find yourself kind of like in the stun-like rotation, and yes, he will go unstoppable because you are in close quarters, don't be afraid to just keep spamming that special 1. And if he gets a special 3, try to throw a relic to buy yourself some time. It's either going to work or it's not. And if you get into that special 3 animation, just quit, because he's going to regain a lot of health and it's going to cost you more revives than it will be just having to keep on fighting. So if you do find yourself in a special 3, just restart the fight. Follow that formula. Like I said, go back and listen to my previous episodes or don't. And you'll have success. And just kind of go over your notes from the fights from before. The Nebula fight, this is super straightforward. This is a one-shot deal with Angela, because here's the thing. You need to have a buff-heavy champion, because she's going to do this pesky auto-block thing and you're never going to be able to kind of get any hits in. But Angela has a ton of buffs. And also when you do parry the opponent, it nullifies 1 buff off of you, but here's the thing, she's going to be generating so many of those buffs, you don't need to worry about it. And also, if you do find yourself getting hit with any of her shock damage, if you have a very high or even a maxed out Angela, no problem whatsoever, because she won't even have any damage over time buffs on her. So, you can one-shot that whole fight. It's super easy. Bring a buff heavy champion. That's kind of the name of the game, and try not to parry. Now, the Hulkling fight. This fight can get a little weird, but here's the bottom line with this fight. There's a couple of just key ingredients. Number one, try to bait a heavy or a special and then counter it with a heavy attack to knock him down to take off protection. That's kind of step one. Step two, build up your power by either basic combat or hit into his block. If you hit into his block, your power will go up significantly. And then finally, the name of the game is this, number three. Throw your special attacks into his block. He gets a passive stun. Rinse and repeat. For this fight, I found myself using a combination of Hercules and the Hulk on this one. Just because... Now, the thing with the Hercules specials is this. You got to do it when he's not immortal because his specials are unblockable. So try to build up some of those feats of strength and then just throw him into those specials and watch the damage fly. Hulk was really good as well. He's got some very powerful specials, especially when he's in his angry mode. Now, Spider-Ham, this is where things get a little tricky, but I decided to take the easy way out by using a ramped up Hercules. And all you need to do is follow one very simple thing, at least from what I noticed in my playtime. There's going to be a little number on the corner of the screen. It's going to be either a 1, a 2, or a 3. Whichever number that is, do not throw that special attack because it will suffer ability accuracy. It won't be as potent, and you're not going to do the kind of damage that you want to do. And also, you're going to be heal blocked, so all those like porker poppers, they're not going to give you any health back if you have willpower on. But don't make this mistake as well. When you want the fight to trigger immortality, okay? So when you have power, just let it go. Just let it go. Let sleeping dogs lie. Get into the immortality stage, burn through a few revives, and then bing, bang, boom, you are done. Now, here's the other kicker. On the right path, all you really need to do is bring in one 7-star champion. On the left path, you need to bring in 2 7-star champions. And this is really important because if you don't have a very healthy 7-star roster or strong enough counters, you might find yourself in a pickle. But that previous team that I just told you, if you use that as your first go around on the right path, you will complete 3 solo objectives, leaving 1 left over, which will be the defeat Spider-Ham without a science without having a science champion in your roster. You already kind of did that with the Hulk, so just go on the left path and do your business there. Now, as for the left path, the Aegon fight is actually very easy. And for this path, I brought in my 7-star rank 2 Domino, my 7-star rank 1 Gambit, and then I re-brought Hercules because of the Aegon fight. This Aegon fight, it looks intimidating, but it's not. All it really is it's a beautiful opportunity to ramp up my ranked up Hercules. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm leaving for tour tomorrow, so my brain's all over the place. But I'll get to that in a second. And with that, all you want to do is just build up your feats of strength, and whenever he throws a special attack, just try to do your best to counter it with a heavy attack so you don't get the damage reflected back onto you when the timer runs out. Use your relics, use whatever you can to just knock him down. He's going to go immune once he triggers a special attack, but don't worry about it. The main thing you want to look out for is that his combo meter will already be at 1,000, so he's going to be fully ramped up. So all you got to do is just take your time, ramp up your own Hercules as well. I think I burned through like 2 or 3 revives doing this fight, but that gets me kind of like, ready to go for the future Spider-Ham fight. And I'm not going to talk about that Spider-Ham fight again. I'm not going to talk about Hulkling. That's pretty easy, pretty straightforward. But the Danny Moonstar fight, this one is super cheesable with Gambit. And I fortunately pulled a 7-star Gambit a couple weeks ago, actually right before, the night before the last Winter of Woe was dropped. And that could have been any better timing. So if you want to do the Gambit cheese, and I got to thank Legacy for showing this off in a video, but I'm going to tell you how I did it. First thing you want to do is if you have a Gambit relic, if you have a very high, like a 6 or a 5-star relic, put that on him immediately because you're going to have to kind of use that relic to bail you out in a couple of situations if the stun lock doesn't really kind of play nice with you. Now, to do the stun lock, it's very simple. You want to build up to about like maybe, I would say, 1¾ bars of power. That's going to probably be the most that you're going to need. Don't worry about like trying to build up the deck and then do the prowess charges. I just put a mutant attack boost for the power on my Gambit, and that kind of made things really easy. But the big thing is this. Build up to that bar and 3/4 of power, and then fire off a special one, and then do the following 4-hit combo, medium, light, light, medium. And then from there, restart another 5-hit combo with light. So just do, you know, that kind of rotation over and over again. You're going to be firing off the special one. Every now and then, if you feel like your power is not really kind of generating at a good pace, throw in the relic, because you want to kind of be around that 1½ to 1¾ of a bar of power to successfully keep this going. Now, I did use 2 revives on it for some reason. I think I just lost track of the stun and, you know, I got hit with a special 3. No big deal. I have plenty of revives, plenty of stuff right now. And that was it. I beat her. And then I did the Hulkling fight with Domino and Hercules. Then I did Spider-Man with Hercules. And then bada bing, bada boom. The Winter of Woe gauntlet is done. This is very, very fun. It is quite, it's challenging with a couple of fights. But if you, like I said, if you don't remember your counters, if you don't remember who to use, you're going to find yourself having a bad time. If you pizza when you should have French fried, you're going to have a bad time. Bottom line. But there's a lot of people in the community that can show you off what's going on. This didn't really kind of take me that long. And just getting those really cool rewards from doing the Winter of Woe was nice to have. So I'm sitting on a 7-star right now. I'm about maybe a little over half for a Titan Crystal, but like I said, I'm just trying to find that Deathless King Groot. I'm not sure where he is hiding out, but I think I have all the pieces, so if somebody from Kabam or the community could tell me what's going on, that would be awesome. But yeah, heading out for tour tomorrow, going over to Vancouver. I got rehearsals there for about 3 weeks, and then the start of our tour should be a really fun one, so I'm just going to get ready for that. But I'm going to go have some Italian food tonight before I head out just to kind of treat myself. But if you guys have any more tips on this Winter of Woe gauntlet, if my techniques and my strategies didn't work for you, okay, so be it. But I found the teams that I brought in to be the best options in my roster because, like I've said before on plenty of episodes, everybody's roster and everybody's play styles are different. But I have total faith in you all as players. You can do this. Go after it. Get after it. This is the MCOC Me podcast, and I'll talk to you all next time.